Transforming World. Seventh Wave Network. Learn to fly.
You are the teacher. Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we'll take a new look at the issue of weight, and then I'll do a weight repatterning after the first break. If you'd like to receive this repatterning live today and find out what underlies your weight issues, you're welcome to phone 1-866-472-5795 during the first break. So here we are. The statistics are in that 2 out of 3 adult Americans are overweight and 1/3 of Americans are obese. Research gives evidence that Americans are now the fattest people on earth, and these numbers are rising, researchers say, at an alarming rate, even amongst American children. In today's show, I'll be quoting from the revolutionary research of T. Colin Campbell from his book, The China Study, a book I recommend everyone to buy if you're interested in total health as well as balanced weight. Dean Ornish, clinical professor of medicine at the University of California, writes that Campbell is one of the giants in the field of nutrition, and The China Study, he says, is one of the most important books about nutrition ever written. Reading it may save your life. One day, I hope to get T. Colin Campbell on this show, so stay tuned. This is an author who gives the scientific basis for his views from hard research studies and human studies, as well as from 27 years of laboratory research in animal studies and over 350 scientific articles. But I also want to share a different point of view of weight that is not normally discussed, how our fight-flight stress responses may be affecting our weight, how fear, anger, and grief relate to weight, how the 5 elements of Chinese acupuncture have secrets to tell us about our weight, and even the 5 archetypes of the orphan, martyr, wanderer, warrior, and wise one, they too may deepen our understanding about this issue of overweight. But before starting, I'd like to share a few words about resonance repatterning, which these Living in Tune web radio shows are all about, especially for those who may be new to resonance repatterning and to this show. I love the way one of my students, Madeline, describes resonance repatterning to her friends. She tells them, when you don't feel good, you know you're vibrating at a low frequency. When you feel great, you know you're vibrating at a high frequency. In resonance repatterning, we can identify what's causing you to vibrate at that low frequency, and we use self-healing modalities so you vibrate at a higher frequency. I love it. It's so simple and clean. And another student puts it like this. She says, if you feel sad, let's say that's the note of C. If you feel full of joy, let's say that's the note of F. Resonance repatterning takes you from C to F. So, overweight and obesity is about vibrating at a low frequency. This show is about how we can identify what's causing us to vibrate at that frequency. Everything consists of vibrating frequencies. Every thought, every feeling, every reaction we have when relating to others, and of course, everything we put in our mouth has its own frequency. Sometimes the food we eat is a frequency that supports life and vitality and a superb metabolism, but most often it isn't. Even when we know better, we still find ourselves eating low-frequency foods anyway. The question is, why? Hopefully this talk will answer some of these questions and inspire us with other options. Once you change your resonance with low-frequency unconscious patterns, you vibrate at a higher frequency, and automatically you'll find yourselves wanting to eat high-frequency foods and do high-frequency exercise that lead to super health and vitality and a loss of weight. By the way, you're welcome to visit our resonancerepatterning.net website to find out more, to see our schedule of classes, the names of practitioners in your area, or for practitioners who give sessions over the phone and by proxy. Starting in November, I'll also be writing a short monthly newsletter sharing helpful thoughts with a column on hints for total health and vitality, as well as inspiring possibilities from resonance repatterning practitioners and teachers. You can sign up for this free newsletter on our website at resonancerepatterning.net. So now, let's look at our theme for the week. a new look at weight, the hidden messages we need to hear. Last month, I interviewed a guest on Living in Tune, Ray Castellino, who talked about our birth process and the impact it has on every aspect of our life and our relationships. At one point, he shared how we're always telling our stories, that you can even see newborn babies and infants reenacting their birth process through movement, which is their way of telling their story. One infant Ray was working with shared his story by reenacting his birth process in his play over and over. What was interesting was that each time he got up to leave his mother, he would trip and fall down. After a few repetitions, Ray and the adopted parents suddenly realized that this tripping over represented when he was taken away from his mother and put up for adoption. As soon as the mother communicated from one heart to another about his adoption, the child repeated his birth in play, but free of tripping over. Each one of us is communicating our story repetitively in the kind of relationships we have, in our work situation, our health or lack of health, and especially we communicate our story repetitively in our weight. Weight may be the place where we trip. We want that particular story to be heard. Something happened when we were infants or even in the womb that we couldn't resolve. Our weight issue is telling a story about some unresolved pain. In resonance repatterning, we use this system along with a muscle checking tool to discover and understand what that unconscious story is. Then, like the child Ray worked with, there is no more tripping. There is no more weight issue. The adult self now knows that he or she can do his or her weight differently. But what is overweight? Let's start with discovering what overweight is, scientifically speaking. This point of view of our weight says that our body mass index, which is our body size and weight, needs to be relative to our body height. This means that we are overweight if our body mass index is 25 to 29, and we're obese if we have a body mass index over 30. For instance, if you're 5 feet 5 inches tall and weigh 150 to 174 pounds, this is scientifically speaking overweight. And if you're 5 feet 5 inches tall and weigh 180 pounds or more, this is known as obese. Now, weight is not just about self-image. Being our ideal weight is also directly related to our level of vitality and health. What's amazing is that our weight determines how much exercise we get. In an experiment by renowned researcher T. Colin Campbell, they fed one group of rats a traditional 20% cow's milk protein diet, and a second group received a low 5% cow's milk protein diet. The group on the low 5% protein diet had strikingly less cancer, lower blood cholesterol levels, and lived longer. However, they also observed that the 5% low protein group were more active. Curious, they put the two groups in cages equipped with exercise wheels with meters to record the number of turns of the wheel. The 5% low protein group of rats voluntarily exercised twice as much as the 20% higher protein group. Most of us are eating way too much protein. Much more than 20% of our calories are in protein. And then we wonder why we don't want to exercise. Exercise, of course, is one of the major ways we maintain our balanced weight, as well as being a basic parameter for good health. And it appears that even the desire to exercise is also controlled by how much we weigh. But as I was saying, our weight has stories to tell. Let's look at four possible stories about our weight that need to be heard with love, understanding, and with truthful, loving communication. The first story is our fight, flight, reptilian, and limbic brain responses and our weight. So this first story our weight may be sharing then concerns our fight, flight responses of our brain, reptilian and limbic brain. Our sympathetic nervous system goes into a fight-flight stress response when we feel threatened. Adrenaline and cortisol are activated and energy is mobilized so we can fight or run away from a danger. But what happens when an infant or small child mobilizes his fight-flight response and can't either fight or run away from the threatening situation? And this threat may come in the form of quarreling parents, abuse, difficulties at school, or even an angry teacher. The child is stuck and unable to move away from the difficulty and pain, and there is no one there to help resolve the difficulty with love, understanding, and communication. So this story of feeling stuck and unable to move away may symbolically be expressed as overweight. Excess weight can pull us down, make us feel stuck, unable to move towards what's nurturing and away from what isn't. So we'll be talking about this particular story in the repatterning to follow. The second story concerns conflicts and non-truths. And none of us do well with non-truths. Notice with children, they're absolutely honest about what they like and don't like, feel and don't feel. But quite quickly, we learn that adults aren't always comfortable with a child's truth and honest feelings. When there's a non-truth, what we're told is out of alignment with our experience. You know, a parent can say they love the child and yet they abuse the child. Or the child experiences something they know to be true, but they're told that it's not true. So these non-truths create conflicts within us. And I'll tell you a story about this. Once I was demonstrating a repatterning on a lady who was in conflict about relationship. She wanted an intimate relationship, but when she had one, she felt abused. But when she didn't have an intimate relationship, she felt lonely. It's typical that when we're living a non-truth, there appears to be no solution. We finished the repatterning, and she now resonated with transcending the two conflicts. Amazingly enough, when I saw her 3 months later, she had let go of a huge amount of weight. It was something like 30 kilograms, if I remember rightly. She said that after her session, she no longer wanted to eat sweets and pastries as she normally did. The session had nothing to do with her weight. It simply dealt with her non-truth, the conflict in her relationships that she wasn't facing. The third story we tell, besides the reptilian responses and the conflict and non-truths, is our five elements in Chinese acupuncture. And this ancient system of healing goes back 5,000 years and provides us with many stories behind our weight. And we don't have much time, so I think in the download of this transcript, I give you much more information on each of the five elements, and then also much more on the five archetypes. So I think what I'm going to have to do is just give you a quick summary so we have time for the repatterning. But very quickly, the wood element then is associated with the feeling of anger, and this is a response to wanting a change that isn't happening. It's a fight response from our reptilian limbic brain. But if we can't express that fight response, as particularly as an infant, then this response may turn to weight. Our wood element's like a plant. It wants to grow. It wants to achieve its highest potential. It wants a sense of direction in our life that leads us to the light. So it's this aspect of us that's assertive and optimistic and hopeful, like grass pushing up through cement. But infants, we were often held back, strapped in, punished, put in a small playpen, rather than being able to crawl and walk and move freely. And it's the same thing in the present. We may feel strapped in a small playpen, not able to move freely, and that frustration may then manifest as the story of our weight. All right, we'll take a short break, and I think we already have somebody online for this repatterning, so I'll be back in a few minutes.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
What can you tell me about SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
The web at SkillsUSA.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly.
And here we are again, and I was just talking about the stories that underlie our weight issues, and we were just discussing the 5 elements of Chinese acupuncture. And I think what I'll do so I can move on with the weight repatterning is just give you a quick summary of the elements, the archetypes, and even there's a whole section on the physical aspect of weight. Those who are interested in this subject, you're welcome to download this particular show, the transcript of it, by going to our website, resonancerepatterning.net. The fire element in acupuncture, then, is about connection, relationship. We want relationship. But the trouble with our fire is that often energy relationship doesn't feel safe, or we don't feel loved, or we can't open our heart to love, and this may be expressed in the story of our weight, that we don't feel safe in relationship. Our earth element is about inner and outer nurturing, and some people pour nurturing out onto others, feed, nurture, look after, but don't look after themselves, and this may be expressed in their weight. Metal element of Chinese acupuncture wants connection to the pure gold within each person, to that quality of greatest value, the human spirit. But so often, when we feel devalued, disrespected, or if we don't feel acceptable, we dislike how we look, criticize our body, devalue it, we often find ourselves then eating foods that reflect the same attitude. We eat foods that have no value, junk foods, coffee, soft drinks, pastas, white bread, white sugar, foods that clog our body and weigh us down and reduce our sense of self-worth. Water element is our water of life, and when that feels dried up, often through fear, we may have no reserves of energy, feel powerless, exhausted, and afraid. And then the fourth story we may tell ourselves is through the 5 major archetypal patterns. Particularly, we can see things like the orphan part of us that doesn't like to work at things. So our orphan wants quick answers and an immediate magical loss of weight, preferably without having to do any work over the long term. The martyr archetype within each one of us likes to take care of other people, but often at the cost of looking after ourselves. And we then have the wanderer, the the warrior, and the wise one. And we'll look at those perhaps when we come to the repatterning. And the fifth story concerns scientific research and the physical level story behind our weight. And again, I think I'll leave you to read this in the download. It's pretty amazing information that is really cutting-edge science in T. Colin Campbell's The China Study and also in Douglas Graham's fabulous book called The 80-10-10 Diet. They're probably the best books I've ever read in terms of solid, factual, scientific information, ease of reading, practicality, and the authors have absolutely nothing to sell except education, but they both show why extraordinary health and weight loss are the natural outcome of a particular way of eating, that if you eat this way, you can lose weight quite easily, but also be extremely healthy. So at this point, let's go into our weight repatterning. And do we have Rachel on the air?
Yes, you do.
Hi there, Rachel.
Hi, Chloe.
Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours, too.
excuse me, and Rachel, is just to introduce you, is studying resonance repatterning and is also a practitioner. Wonderful.
Thank
so,
you.
Rachel, let me just drink some water here. All right, so now, are you ready for your session?
Yes, thank you.
Give me permission to muscle check for you.
Absolutely.
And for those who are new to this work, I'm using the on-off response of my finger muscles to access Rachel's frequency field to find out exactly what she needs from this repatterning. And for those of you who are listening, you're welcome to proxy in to Rachel's session if you just simply have that intention to receive the benefit of whatever is appropriate for you in this session. So, Rachel, we're going to first of all start with the story your weight wants to tell.
Okay.
If your weight, if you gave your weight a voice, what would your weight say?
Ooh.
Yeah, these questions, they really make you think, don't they? Yeah, so if you gave your weight a voice, what would your weight say?
I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm. And you need to list more. Yes, what else would your weight say if it had a voice?
I'm sick and I need help.
Mm-hmm. And I'm muscle checking. And you need to list anything more? No. So these are the two primaries I'm muscle checking. Yes. Say, I'm miserable.
I'm miserable.
I'm sick and I need help.
I'm sick and I need help.
And my muscle response is on you, resonate with that. Okay. Now, what negative mental attitude do you have about your weight? What does your mind say about your weight and about you as a heavy person?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I'm angry because I can't really let my true self shine through.
Yes. I can't let my true self shine through. I'm just writing this down. Shine through. All right. And we need to find any other negative thoughts about yourself and your weight. No. General muscle check. Say, I can't let my true self shine through.
I can't let my true self shine through.
And you're resonating with that. And the feeling in relation to your weight, you actually just mentioned anger, so I'm just going to check if that's it. And the feeling is anger. It's any other feeling. No, it is anger. So just say, I feel angry.
I feel angry.
And you are resonating with that. So again, for people who are new to resonance repatterning, you'll notice that we're just identifying all the unconscious patterns that Rachel may not even consciously be aware of until we ask these questions. And then we check to see that that Rachel is resonating with these, and then the modalities at the end will change this resonance. So, Rachel, what negative actions do you do that keep you stuck in your weight issue? What are you doing that makes you heavy?
Well, toward the evening, I eat more, even though I've had enough nutrition throughout the day. Mm. I'm careful about what I eat. But in the evening, I get an urge to keep with the familiar feeling of having too much.
Yes.
And also, I lead a sedentary life.
Aha. Okay. And you say you want the familiar feeling of?
Fullness.
Of fullness. Yes. So, again, it's kind of, there's sort of some place inside you that feels empty because your true self isn't shining through.
True.
And so you're using food, then, to give you that fullness. But
yes.
It's not going to do it, is it?
No.
Yeah.
In fact, it's taking away what I already had.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And you also lead a sedentary life.
Yes.
Okay. Nita, there's any other negative actions here that keep you stuck in your weight issue? You know, general muscle check, say in the evening.
In the evening.
I eat more.
I eat more.
Even though I've eaten enough.
Even though I've eaten enough.
I want the familiar feeling of fullness.
I want the familiar feeling of fullness.
And I lead a sedentary life.
And I lead a sedentary life.
And you are on, resonating with that. So we can see then that as long as we're resonating with that, you're going to keep eating it no matter what your brain tells you. You're going to keep on doing that. Yep, the sedentary life and the eating more in the evening. And, of course, the food you eat in the evening is the most difficult to digest.
Right.
Because we go to bed. Yeah. All right, so Rachel, your weight issue is asking you to let go of something. What do you imagine you need to let go of?
Grief.
Grief. Aha. And so we need to get a little bit more information about that. Yes. So what is this grief?
Well, it's probably the grief that... It's probably the grief that I never received what I needed.
Yes. Yeah. And what was it that you needed?
Love.
Yeah. 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 I needed it. Yes, that's it. Quite right. Okay, so now you can really see how we're going deeper and deeper into what's really underlying the weight, the need for the food, and the sedentary life. Yeah. General muscle check. So say, I let go of my grief. That I never received the love I needed.
Because I never received the love I needed.
And you are on. You're on for that. So let me check it umbilically. And you are umbilically off for letting go of your grief. So there's some place where you're holding on to that grief, which is causing you then to hold on to your weight. And the umbilical is just that level where you're completely canceling out the ability to let go of that grief, which also means that you're completely canceling out your ability to let go of your weight.
I believe that.
Yeah, the two are absolutely tied together. Yes, so all we've done right now is name the story that your weight wants to tell. And Rachel, even at this point, we could go straight to the modalities, and we've just from doing this letter B in the repatterning, you can already see it's a very, very powerful session that you've received here. But we'll keep on going then to the next one, which is the first story, the unresolved fight-flight response. And we'll do that after the break.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point. It's about your journey along the way. It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about Skills USA?
Skills USA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
Skills USA, champion.
web at skillsusa.org.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Are you ready to crash through illusion, break through your personal barriers, and slay the internal nemesis of your dark side? TNT is here to awaken your soul and unravel the hidden messages of your unconscious mind. Discover your hidden treasure map and use TNT to find the tools you need to become your own demolition tech. Collapse the old and choose the new. It's Dynamite Awareness with TNT. Tracy Irons and Tracy McMahon every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and visit us at www.dynamiteawareness.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly.
Hello, and we're back again. And Rachel, are you there?
Yes.
Wonderful. So we just did the first part of the weight repatterning with Rachel, naming the story her weight wants to tell. So now, Rachel, let's go into the unresolved fight-flight response.
Okay.
And this involves a threatening situation. And what earlier experience did you have when you felt threatened and you couldn't protect yourself by fighting or running away?
Well, I remember the first thing that comes to mind is when I'm a small toddler and my mother's very angry and lashing out at me.
Mm-hmm. And this is the earlier experience, that's right. It's that anger is an enormous one for children that they absolutely cannot handle. Yeah, so I'm just writing that down and is lashing out at me. And Nisa, is anything more? No, I'm not checking. You do. So say, I can't move away.
I can't move away.
From my mother.
From my mother.
Who is very angry.
Who is very angry.
And is lashing out at me.
And is lashing out at me.
And I still can't move away.
And I still can't move away.
From anger.
From anger.
And you are on or resonating with that. So anger is now coming up again, isn't it?
Yes.
Fascinating that anger came up as your major feeling as well. Yeah. All right, now let's look at the outcome. And say, I feel stuck.
I feel stuck.
My weight stops me from moving with ease.
My weight stops me from moving with ease.
In the direction that truly nurtures me.
In the direction that truly nurtures me.
And you are on for being stuck. And again, the direction that truly nurtures you, you is for your true self to shine through rather than the anger shining through.
Right.
Yeah, and is anger something that comes up for you quite a bit in your life?
Yes, I try to have a hold on it, but it still keeps surfacing.
It's still there. That's right. And then the second part of the outcome, say, I have no one in my life.
I have no one in my life.
To communicate the truth with me.
To communicate the truth with me.
So I can let go of my past painful experience.
I can let go of my past painful experience.
Of anger.
Of anger.
And move freely.
And move freely.
And you are off for that, so we're going to check in umbilically. You are umbilically on for having no one in your life to communicate the truth. So the child wants the truth. and you didn't have someone to communicate that truth in that early experience with your mother. And so you're stuck in that non-truth. But we'll go into, you'll see how this works with resolving the early experience. So, in that early experience of anger with your mother, who would you love to be there for you in that earlier situation? What person?
My sister.
Your sister. Okay.
I don't know why that comes up, but I want her.
All right. Okay. And what truth about that earlier experience would you love your sister to share with you in a loving way that will help you understand it in a new way? So the truth about that earlier situation with your mother.
I want her to tell me that I really am a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that Mom's just having a bad day.
Yeah.
And that they all love me.
Yeah.
That I am lovable.
Yes. Mom is having a bad day, and you are lovable. We all love you. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. You can really hear the little child, can't you? Yeah, that, you know, this is...
Whoops, sorry.
Yeah, your dog is agreeing.
Let me get rid of the dog.
Yeah. So we've got what we need. So, Rachel, I'm going to represent your sister.
Okay.
And I'll use your words to share the truth about that earlier situation with love and free of judgment. So, Rachel, I'm just representing your sister. You are a good girl. Mom is having a bad day. You're lovable, and we all love you. Okay, and you need to hear it again? No. So I'm going to check you for resonance. Say, I hear the truth my sister tells me.
I hear the truth my sister tells me.
And I understand that past situation.
And I understand that past situation.
With new eyes.
With new eyes.
Ears.
Ears.
And feelings.
Feelings.
And I realize my past experience.
And I realize my past experience.
Is just a story.
Is just a story.
And you are off for that. So our brain makes us think that it was true, it's real, I'm unlovable, it's all my fault. And, you know, then we stay angry and we just move into resonance with the anger and bingo, we get to be heavy. All right, now we're going to go to the next session, Rachel, which is about identifying the conflicts and non-truths. Is there any conflict in your life where you're not living what you truly want for yourself?
Yes.
All right, and what's that?
I am disorganized, and at heart, I really am a happy Susie homemaker. I know that's not a popular self-identity these days, but I love, you know, having a nice, clean home and taking care of my family and cooking good meals.
Mm.
And balancing that with my professional life that I love.
But because you're disorganized, you're not getting that?
That's right.
Mm.
I'm not manifesting anything.
Uh-huh.
Although it is getting better,
yes.
Still I have a ways to go.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So let's check you for resonance with that story. Say, I'm in conflict with myself.
I'm in conflict with myself.
Because I'm disorganized.
Because I'm disorganized.
And I'm not manifesting anything I want.
And I'm not manifesting anything I want.
And you are on for that. All right, now we're going to look at the five elements of Chai Chi and acupuncture in relation to your weight, and we need to go to your wood, yes. So it's interesting because the wood element is about organization, strategies, plans, reaching your goals. So, Rachel, where do you need to grow? How do you need to expand yourself in your life?
Well, I need to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I need to grow toward better health,
mm-hmm.
toward good health,
mm-hmm.
excellent health.
Yeah.
And I need to grow in making new brain connections and getting rid of the old neural pathways.
Mm-hmm. And what will these new brain connections allow you to do?
Live life with ease. Everything is so difficult now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. General muscle check on that. I'm checking your whole field. Say, I grow spiritually.
I grow spiritually.
Toward excellent health. And toward excellent health.
And toward excellent health.
And I make new brain connections.
And I make new brain connections.
So I live life with ease.
So that I live life with ease.
And you are off for your wood growth. And I'm going to check on a non-coherent wood that's involved with your weight issue. And you need 1, 2, 3. Yes. Number one, say, I feel hopeless about my weight.
I feel hopeless about my weight.
I am filled with self-doubt.
And frustration.
And you're on resonating with that one. And then the coherent wood element quality that you need number 1, 2, 3, 4. I am unstoppable. And you don't resonate with that yet. Okay. And you need the fire element at this time, the earth element, the metal element, and the water element. No. So, again, if we had more time, we would probably go into more than one element. But wood, which is associated with anger, is actually your major element here, it seems.
Okay.
All right, let's take a little look at the archetypes. And we need to go to the orphan archetype. No, and the orphan is usually feels powerless but doesn't want to put in any effort. It wants everything to come free of charge. Just give me a pill and let me lose weight. But you don't need the orphan. Okay, and we need the martyr archetype. No, the martyr is about I have to support everybody else, and you sacrifice your own self because you're taking care of everything else. But you don't need the martyr either. And we need to identify something from the wanderer archetype. No, not the wanderer. The wanderer kind of doesn't conform to society, goes off on your own and does your own thing. Don't need that one either. And warrior archetype is what you need. I'm muscle checking.
A fighter.
You're the warrior. All right, so say, I'm afraid I'm weak and not powerful enough.
I'm afraid I'm weak and not powerful enough.
To create positive change.
To create positive change.
In terms of my weight.
In terms of my weight.
And you are on for that fear. Can you relate to that one?
Yes.
Yeah. And now the warrior's non-coherent response to it. And say, in the face of my weight problem.
In the face of my weight problem.
I'm overly reactive. And spend my energy. Trying to convert people. To my way of thinking. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Now, your coherent way of handling the weight issue, say, I go into action. To let go of my weight. And live healthily. And then I go into action. To help others with the same problem. And you're off. So the warrior, it's about walk your talk, then you can help others. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
The non-coherent quality of your warrior, you need 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I feel exhausted. By my drive to create change. And use caffeine, junk food. To keep myself going. And you're on for that. All right. So, Rachel, during the break, I'll just proxy a few things just to save time, okay?
Okay.
And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Then why do you think that it's so hard? It's not about getting to one point.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the 7th Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Chloe shares extraordinary ways for creating positive change by balancing your energy field with resonance repatterning. Now, back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Learn to fly.
Hello, and here we are. And Rachel, you there?
Yes.
All right. So I just muscle check that you need the coherent quality of the warrior and say, it is my right.
It is my right.
To assert what I want for myself.
To assert what I want for myself.
And you'll offer that one. And then the learning of the warrior, say, I am confident and courageous.
I'm confident and courageous.
Creating healthy lifestyle changes for myself.
Making healthy lifestyle changes for myself.
And you're off for that one. Okay, and then, Rachel, I muscle check that the modality you need is to pull your fingers. And you actually need to pull your middle fire finger. So while you're doing that, both on your left and right hands, I'll explain it to our listeners who are welcome to do the same. So your middle finger, thumb, index, middle finger, and as you work into that, the middle fire finger relates to the fire chakra, which is also associated with anger, but also with joy and assertiveness and high energy. So we're really releasing the blockage in that reservoir of energy in the solar plexus. So you have the vital force, and of course the solar plexus is about digestion. So very important one in terms of your weight issues. And Rachel, I'll let you keep on working into your five fingers. Normally I let you do the modality and integrate that, and then we go back and recheck everything. But as we're running out of time as usual, I want to just quickly check through because listeners really like hearing the shift in the resonance. So okay. As you work into your fingers, into your five fingers, I'll be rechecking you. And say, this is the story your weight wants to tell, say, I'm miserable.
I am miserable.
I'm sick and I need help.
I'm sick and I need help.
And you no longer resonate with that.
Yay!
The negative mental attitude is, I can't let my true self shine through.
I can't let my true self shine through.
And you don't resonate with that one.
Great.
Good. Say, I feel angry.
I feel angry.
And you don't resonate with that. And then say, in the evening I eat more.
In the evening I eat more.
Even though I've eaten enough.
Even though I've eaten enough.
I want the familiar feeling of fullness.
I want the familiar feeling of fullness.
And I lead a sedentary life.
I lead a sedentary life.
Off for that. Good. This was umbilical. Say, I let go of my grief.
I let go of my grief.
That I never received the love I needed.
That I never received the love that I needed.
And you're now on umbilically for letting go of that. And then say, I can't move away from my mother.
I can't move away from my mother.
Who is very angry.
Who is very angry.
And lashing out at me.
And lashing out at me.
And you don't resonate with that one. The outcome, I feel stuck.
I feel stuck.
My weight stops me from moving with ease.
My weight stops me from moving with ease.
In the direction that truly nurtures me.
In the direction that truly nurtures me.
And you don't resonate with that one. And this is umbilical. Say, I have no one in my life.
I have no one in my life.
To communicate the truth with me.
To communicate the truth with me.
So I can let go of my past painful experience.
So I can let go of my past painful experience.
Of anger.
With anger. And of anger.
And move freely.
And move freely.
And you are off for having no one. And this is your sister talking to you. Rachel, you're a good girl. Mom is having a bad day. You are lovable. We all love you. And I'll say, I hear the truth my sister tells me.
I hear the truth my sister tells me.
And I understand.
And I understand.
That past situation.
That past situation.
With new eyes, ears, and feelings.
With new eyes, ears, and feelings.
And I realize my past experience is just a story.
And I realize my past experience is just a story.
And you are on for that.
Yay!
Good. I'm in conflict with myself.
I'm in conflict with myself.
Because I'm disorganized.
Because I'm disorganized.
And I'm not manifesting anything I want.
And I'm not manifesting anything I want.
And you are off for that one. Good. I just need to check on my time here. We've got a few more minutes, so that's good. I just have to be careful that we don't run over time here. All right, the wood element, where you need to grow. Say, I grow spiritually.
I grow spiritually.
And I grow towards excellent health.
And I grow toward excellent health.
And I make new brain connections.
And make new brain connections.
So I live life with ease.
So that I live life with ease.
And you are on for that.
Yay.
Good. I feel hopeless about my weight.
I feel hopeless about my weight.
I'm filled with self-doubt and frustration.
And I'm filled with self-doubt and frustration.
You are no longer resonating with that non-coherent wood.
Oh, good.
Then the coherent wood is, I am unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
Good. Now you'll be able to organize your home.
Yay!
All right. And let's go to where were we? There's one or two more here, just going through all the pages. Again, those who download this, you'll get the whole session. And even if you don't know resonatory patterning, you can learn just by reading this whole session. And this is the warrior archetype, your worst fear of the warrior. I'm afraid I am weak and not powerful enough.
I'm afraid I'm weak and not powerful enough.
To create positive change in terms of my weight.
To create positive change in terms of my weight.
And you're fine with that one. And in the face of my weight problem.
In the face of my weight problem.
I'm overly reactive.
I'm overly reactive.
And spend my energy trying to convert people to my way of thinking.
And spend my energy trying to convert people to my way of thinking.
Off on that one. And then the coherent way, I go into action.
I go into action.
The let go of my weight.
Let go of my weight.
And live healthily.
And live healthfully.
And then I go into action.
And then I go into action.
To help others with the same problem.
To help others with the same problem.
And you're resonating with that one. And this is the non-coherent quality of the warrior. I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted.
By my drive to create change.
By my drive to create change.
And use junk food.
And use junk food.
To keep myself going.
To keep myself going.
And you're off on that one. Good. And then the coherent warrior, it's my right to assert what I want for myself.
It's my right to assert what I want for myself.
And others.
And others.
And create that.
And create that.
And you resonate with that. So the warriors are all about creating what you want, going into action. Good, and the learning of your warrior is, I am confident and courageous.
I am confident and courageous.
Creating healthy lifestyle changes for myself.
Creating healthy lifestyle changes for myself.
And you are on for that one.
Yay.
Wonderful. Well, good session, Rachel.
Well, thank you, Corey.
Yes,
I'm very excited.
Yeah, very exciting. And if I were you, I'd download the session because there are some positive actions in terms of this, in terms of the physical side.
Uh-huh.
There's something called the 80-10-10, which I think will be very helpful for you, where you automatically begin to lose weight. But you can look at the physical side, but if you haven't dealt with the unconscious patterns, all this wonderful knowledge just goes in one ear and out the other ear.
Right.
You can say, yeah, I agree with that, but I still can't go into action. So the exciting thing is doing this. And remember, as you know, this is just one session, and there are always other sessions
yes.
that may be needed. So it's not about a one session and bingo, you'll lose all your weight tomorrow. It's about the journey of clearing these unconscious patterns so that you can be absolutely healthy and vital and the right weight that supports super health and living a life with ease, right?
Right.
Wonderful. So that's terrific, Rachel, and thank you so much for coming on the air.
Thank you for the session, Chloe.
Wonderful.
I'm very excited.
Wonderful. And thank you all the other people who phoned in for the session. I hope you've enjoyed proxying into Rachel's session. Good. So remember, you can download the complete transcript of all of these shows, which gives you the theme, the repatterning, and everything that you need to know and to study. And next week, we've got a fascinating interview I'm going to be doing with Dr. Jean Leslie Weeder called The Song of Your Spine. And she's done many years of research using sound to support health and well-being. And she'll talk about research in France that gives evidence of healing through activating a patient's resonant frequency. She'll share her sound research showing how each vertebra of the spine has its own note. And we'll talk about how you can use tuning forks on your spine for deep relaxation, easier movement of your joints to balance your nervous system, and all the other symptoms that have responded to spinal toning with tuning forks. So join us on November the 5th. And remember, Arizona people, you'll be listening in at 9 a.m. because the clocks change. So look forward to having a wonderful week, living a healthy life. Look forward to seeing you next week.
It's not about the highs and the lows, it's about the in-between. No, you can do anything.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky.